It's the Warrior of the Week from Vanceir Force Base, and this week we're talking with Airman First Class Cameron Vonautka. Did I get it right?
Vonautka.
I was so close. I want to call you Cameron. Is that okay?
That's completely fine.
So, Cameron, where are you from?
I'm from Clarksville, Tennessee.
Clarksville, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
That's in the middle of the country music scene, right?
Pretty much. About 45 minutes from Nashville.
Yeah. Do you like country?
I do. I do like country. A lot of people there listen to country.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of grew on me.
Yeah. Good stuff. So how did you get from Clarksville, Tennessee into the United States Air Force? What's the story?
So both my parents were prior Army. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to kind of a way out of where I was. You know, I didn't want to get in the wrong crowd, what may have you. And I also wanted, you know, a better future for myself.
Yeah.
So both my parents kind of brought into my life the military, and I kind of didn't think not to join the military. You know what I'm saying? Because, mm-hmm. you know, you live with that lifestyle for so long. And so I told them I wanted to join the Army, and then they looked at me like, no, you're not joining the Army. So they talked about the Air Force. So mm-hmm. I did my research and everything, talked to the recruiters, and that's how I joined the Air Force. Right.
And no digs to our Army buddies out there, but they're just saying it wasn't for you.
Right.
I got it. I got you. So you've been in the Air Force about a year and a half now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where all have you gotten to go since you signed up?
Obviously, basic training in San Antonio. Whenever I went to tech school, I went to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, mm-hmm. and then I came here.
Okay, so this is basically the first assignment.
You're, yes, sir.
Getting things rolling. And what do you do at Vance Air Force Base? What's your duty?
So I'm an aerospace physiologist. Basically, what we do whenever the pilots first come in, they come to us. We teach them a lot about the aircraft physiologically, like with your body and things like that, and then also just like some safety things. We teach them about ejection, we teach them about hypoxia, things like that, and then also we use simulators like our hyperbaric chamber, which we're known for, and mm-hmm. then also our Barony chair to help with air sickness, stuff like that.
And in layman's terms, since I've been out there a couple, three times in your department, basically you're training the individuals, the pilots, teaching them how to keep from getting airsick in the aircraft, mm-hmm. how to get out of the aircraft if something goes wrong.
Right.
Everything except teaching them how to fly the airplane.
Exactly.
You're teaching them all the other stuff they need to know along the way, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. There's a chair out there that I think they blindfold you, or they put a helmet on that doesn't have any visor or something, right?
So it depends on what we're doing.
Okay.
Sometimes we put a helmet on them if we're doing this thing called 3-day program with mm-hmm. them, which is basically when they're first starting out in the chair. We do that program with them if they're told to come over by flight med if they have a referral.
Mm-hmm.
Then we do like a little 3-day program for them. We help them bring their helmet and mask and their G suit and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're just doing a refresher spin, we don't have them do all that.
And by spin, they put you in a chair and they spin you around with your eyes closed, essentially.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And the weirdest thing, I do get car sick. Mm-hmm. And I did start when we did it as an honorary commander. Sitting in that chair was really unnerving, especially when they tell you to open your eyes and you swear you're spinning, you feel like you're spinning in a circle and you're not moving at all.
Right.
It's the weirdest sensation. So it's you know, when you talk about pilots not realizing they're upside down in the aircraft, you get mm-hmm. disoriented. And I know that's what you guys do. So.
Right.
So when you're not working at the base, what do you like to do on your off time?
Well, I love music. I mean, obviously, growing up near Nashville, mm-hmm. you know, music is a big thing of mine. I definitely work on music a lot. I also love to play basketball, so whenever I can find the time, I go out with my buddies, play mm-hmm. basketball. I know it's really hard to do that on base, so sometimes I hoop on base by myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes I play the game with my friends from back home, stuff like that.
Good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Just hanging out, living the dream.
Pretty much.
Here's the unfair question I always ask. Are you going to be in it for the 20 years? Is this going to be what's your plan at this point?
To be honest, I'm just going where God take me at this point.
Yeah.
I plan on start school pretty soon and mm-hmm. then hopefully finishing my bachelor's by the time the end of my contract come.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully by then I'll know my decision.
Okay.
You're
chasing the medical field though.
Yes.
Is the dream to be a doctor or?
I want to go in for a vet tech. That's what I want to
do.
Okay. obviously, it's still up in the air right yeah. now.
Awesome.
But that's what I want to do.
Doing the vet tech. Okay. Mm-hmm. Learning on humans first.
Yeah.
Well, Cameron, I appreciate you. Good luck in your future. And if you see us out wandering around the community, be sure and give us a shout, okay?
Of course.
All right.